Good morning, 7:37 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Monday edition of the program. And as we do on the second and fourth Mondays of the month, we get to talk with the folks from CCC. So we have Ryan McCune joined by guest Camry Anderson. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hey, good to have you on here. So there was kind of an exciting announcement here that I saw that was pretty recent, and I know we're going to talk a little bit about Red's House. So, Cameron, you want to get into a little bit of what that is?
What do you want to know about it?
Yeah. Can you just tell us a little bit? What is Red's House first of all, and maybe how did this get started?
Initially, Red's House is a food pantry. That's basically what it is. It's sort of our on-campus pantry where students can come and they can request snack food items, microwavable items that they can utilize in their dorm rooms. Some people off campus can also use those too. We also have our hygiene products. We have our household products like your laundry soap, bedding, fleece blankets. And as we prepare for our winter months, we have coats, scarves, hats, gloves, and all of those items.
Well, that is great. And so I was at K-State actually when they started their food pantry. And that went over really well, you know, I guess a lot of people didn't realize that the need was there, you know, that this is actually something that, you know, you think as students, they have it all together, but might necessarily not. And anyone can be in need at any time. So that's a really important thing. And I think the one thing we ran into is just, there shouldn't be a stigma around being in need. And so that's kind of the one of those things that we found out with a particular food pantry that they have at K-State. So this is just getting started, right?
Yes. We started this. It was a grant that we received throughout some of COVID funds where we had to either put those funds towards starting the pantry or funding the pantry that was already going. And since we didn't have one that was already going and we were talking about starting one, it was the perfect opportunity to get it going.
And so right now, do you have students kind of manning the pantry itself? Who's kind of in charge of, you know, keeping it open and everything?
Well, I'm in charge of, you know, making sure that it's running and it's open, but I do have two work-study students who are phenomenal at their job. They get our orders ready. All I have to do is, you know, make sure the sheets are printed out, and those students, they go fill those bags, go over to where our pantry is actually located, on the downstairs part of our library in our Raven Roost area. They fill the bags, they bring the bags back to the office, I send emails out, and then they take the bags up to the designated drop-off location.
Okay, so that's good to know kind of a little bit of the mechanics as how they work. So are people able to come into it at all, or is it mostly like a delivery or kind of those drop-off areas? How does that work?
It's mostly online.
Okay.
And so the thought behind it was to let everybody have a little bit of privacy. Some kids might be in need and not necessarily want to let everybody know, like, hey, I actually do need this stuff. And so it was, let's do it all online. But as we get going, it's kind of maybe we should open it up some hours throughout the day, or maybe keep it all online. It's one of those where we'll play around with it and see how it goes. But for right now, everything's online.
Well, I think that's a really unique idea because, like you said, sometimes having that little privacy, it can take a lot of courage, if you will, to maybe come to a physical location. So, that sounds like a really neat way to do it. And I actually haven't heard of doing it this way before. So what is the web address if students want to go on and find more information about it and do that ordering process?
They would need to go down on our website, go down to student involvement. And there is a tab, and it'll say Red's House Student Pantry, and they click on that, and it takes them right to our specific webpage that is still on the school's website. And that's where our ordering process is, and a lot of questions are there. Red's, he even has an email address, so they can email directly to Red and get set up that way too.
And so I'm assuming, you know, obviously this is just for students, of course.
Yes.
Do they have to log in, like, to their, you know, with their password sort of thing to get access to it? Or kind of how does it work at this time?
No, not right now. They don't have to log into anything. It's kind of just on our website on open.
Sure. Sure. Gotcha. And then those are delivered. You said the drop-off locations. Are those, like, the dorm rooms or where are the actual drop-off locations?
Well, right now, we have one location. I'm currently working on trying to get other locations so that we don't just fill up that one spot. But it is at our circle desk and our student union.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, anything else you want to share about Red's House as kind of getting started with all of this?
Right now, you know, we're not really looking at accepting donations when it comes to our clothing or some snacks because we're just trying to see what our students are actually using. But we're always accepting, you know, monetary gifts. But I will let everyone know when we're ready for other donations.
Well, that's good. And you definitely let us know because we'd love to spread the word. You know, if people are, you know, looking to maybe donate some specific items, because I know oftentimes there are, you know, certain things that you notice a pattern, you notice a trend that are more popular.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you get to that point, you definitely let us know and we'll be happy to spread the word on that.
I will.
Good deal. Well, I appreciate you coming on and letting us know about that. It sounds like a really great initiative. And Ryan, I know that we had Dalton Days here this last weekend, but we do have another Dalton Days kind of event coming up.
We do. It is a second annual Dalton Defender Days Marching Festival that will be tomorrow from 9 to 5. And with Dr. Wiggins, he puts on, we expect over 800, 12 teams, over 800 participants and spectators. That's exciting. And then another announcement, I'd like to give a shout out to our marketing team that just got back from a NCMPR conference in St. Louis, where they received three prestigious awards out of a impressive pool of 220 schools. So they do a lot and they work really hard, and it was nice for them to get recognized.
Well, that is great. And, you know, always that, I know they work really hard, and being able to, you know, advertise for the school, bring people in. And, you know, this event, like the Dalton Defenders Days Marching Band Festival, that's a great way to get, you know, students familiar with the campus, familiar with some of the facilities. And they, you know, they might someday down the road might plant that seed that they can consider CCC in the future.
Right. It's always a great way to show off our campus, and not just show off our campus, but show off our people, and our town, and our brand, who we are. And so I know we have Junior and Senior Day coming up November 9th. We have some Trunk or Treat. We've got Raven Holiday. We have several events that go on that really highlight our community and our campus and what we're about.
That is great. So lots of good stuff coming up here in the fall. Anything else you'd like to hit on, Ryan, while you're here?
No, I'm sure I will have plenty more next time.
Okay, that's great. Well, I really appreciate you bringing Cammy along and Camry. I got it there. I was like, I can't read my own writing. So anyway, we appreciate it. Lots of good stuff. And we look forward to chatting again here in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thanks, James.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you both. Good to have you. And good luck there with the pantry. That is really awesome. So coming up, we do have more previews here of the school board meetings. Those are on the way here in a little bit. 46 degrees right now in Coffeyville.